Did you learn? Now finish, sorry. Discussion. Yeah, yeah, finish. You learn by heart, heart. By
oh, yes, yes.
Nisi sa mi di,
correct, Punyaratan, correct?
No, Nisi di sa mi
di. Ah, Nisi di sa.
Okay, right. Hold on. You tell. No. Tell.
You need to pay for it.
How?
Su?
Su
Patichano.
Ah, okay.
Antalekari. Nisiti Samiti.
Suka?
Suka.
Suka? Sika.
Sika Kami.
You're right. So, Ben. Punyaradana, you tell.
Okay.
Tell.
Okay.
Smartphone. Here, smartphone.
Smart. Chano Antara Kari Nisiti Saviti Sika Karaniya.
Okay. Perfect. 100% correct. Okay. Correct. Everything correct.
Smartphone correct.
Thank you.
How to read?
Andaragari.
Maybe. Is it going to correct me? Nisidana is what? Sitting. Nisidhi samidhi is a verb.
You can get the verb. 然后他说那个名词是指那个作序，然后那个就是这个词是动词，然后那个第一人称将是。
Who is reading Visuddhananda?
此教咒人者，不法学习者，俱不是见法。我为嗜好肉味香，来时王之美味饭，未食不说我之法，但知我法胜者散。如此可耻，婆罗门，为彼之财与名利，于是现世不法行，死为来世堕欲欲因，离去皆大婆罗门。他有情亦以主食，汝之行此不法行，汝物遂无遂食贫。注意求，其实上一座坐于低座，为坐于高座者说咒文，为我所不好。今如何坐于低座，却对坐于高座者说法，非为不快。注意求，此非令未信者生气，乃至注意求，汝当如是送此学处。我当不坐于低座，为无病而坐于高座者说法，应当学；不得坐于低座，为坐于高座之无病者说法。不恭敬故，坐于低座，为坐于高座之无病者说法。故及我非故意者，乃至最初之犯行者，不犯也。
嗯，你念一遍。
嗯，
114。
在十三，在高座，即使乃至在地面高起的地方临近无间的座位中，
嗯，finish.
Okay, so then Kangavajari ki is very short, no?
Mm.
Samanta Pasadi ki is long explanation.
Mm.
But anyway, don't think it'sIf you can understand some points we explained yesterday.
Mm.
So, but... So now, if you teach Dhamma, give a Dhamma talk, and so forth, you must know that the audience,should be in lower seat, okay?
Mm.
They should not be in higher seat.
他说：“那所以说，大给大家讲法的时候，注意那个听众一定要在你的低座上，那个上面的，他们应该坐比你高的座。”
So because it is for respect for the Dhamma, not for to increase pride.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.他说：“这个不是让增添你的那个骄傲或者慢心。”他说：“他只是为了表那个只只是为表示对法的恭敬。”
So, now you know the story. Vinayapitaka, it comes from is a Jataka story.
他说：“那个《绿藏》里面那个故事是一个本生故事。”
So therefore, even low caste people.Low caste people, they find this strange.
Mm.
It's strange that the guru, like that Brahmana, he was a guru, no?
Mm.
He was teaching while sitting in a lower seat,
mm.
and the king was sitting in a higher seat.
So, this is the story where the Pulo Man Shanshi, and the国王敲咒语的时候，那个婆罗门上师说坐在一个比较低的座位上，那个国王坐在高座位上，然后贱民占陀罗呢，然后他有那个都觉得看不下去。
Okay, any questions？
他有问题吗？
那个就是那个大学里的阶梯教室。
啊。
So.
He's asking that in So in the university, there's kind of big classrooms. There's a very big classroom with a stairs of chairs.
Ah, that's
right. So that means is it a lot of work to teach them in that kind of classroom? Because you know, in that kind of classroom, the back
the higher seats.
Yes, the highest.
Problem, no? You can't. This, according to this rule, you can't.
Huh?
Huh?
Why?
It's called, higher seat, no?
Yes.
So, who is going to teach Dhamma in the university?
Yes.
You like to go?
No. So many high people.
High people, but low sila.
Huh?
Yes, they don't practice. Sila, no practice. Many monks, they don't know about this thing. Even money, everything.
So they're maybe in a stadium.
Stadium?
Yes, stadium is also like that. No?
Yeah.
If you treat them as something like a cinema, like that. A whole like a cinema.
There are many buildings like that. No?
Is it considered apart or something?
Yeah, according to that, look at it.
It's not apart.
Huh?
It's not apart.
It is apart. Look at it.
It's not apart. Apart. Obstruction.
Apart. It was apart. 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 Apart.
Yes, it's apart.
What apada? You can tell me one apada. You can tell me one.
The chair can't adjust.
Another good apada. What good one?
So he's telling that the first row of the seat is usually lower than the speaker. The first row is usually lower than the speaker. So then is it possible for the first speaker to determine that I'm only teaching Dhamma to the first row of audience, and I can ignore the others?
Yes, but this can be contradiction, because he has been invited by the university to this audience hall, not to teach Dhamma in front, only the front row, but to teach all the rows, which are the people there. So for now, this monk is going to cheat himself if he thinks, oh no, I'm going to teach only this in front and not the others.
他说因为这种情况你比方说你在大学里边讲课是你接受这个邀请就是说你接受这个邀请是对这个整个那个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
They will put a high platform,
high
platform for the monks to sit.
Oh.
So, and then everybody can see, and all the other people, they sit lower, the chairs, and everybody can see. No, no, not very. So then, except now, here the exceptions also. If one teaches one's own language, not Pali, Chinese. Then that is an exception. You can take the mic only Chinese, don't utter any Pali
word.
如果这种情况下，就是在白板上写这种
巴利语，
就是写这种巴利语，这个。
So he's asking that in that case, is it allowable to write some Pali words in the white board or something? Or a PPT something like
For what purpose? With what intention? For what?
你是那个为什么要这样做？他说你是不是那个你的目这样做目的是什么？
这样做，因为那个讲法的时候可能要就是涉及一些那个经典的文句，当然我不能讲那个法律，我在 PPT 里面打过那个打字
啊。
So he wants to quote something from this Parikhanam, but he cannot speak it out. He cannot speak it out, so he has to...
In order to teach,
Yes, in order to teach.
In the audience, in the university.
Yes, yes.
So, Dukada. You better avoid such things.
So if they ask questions, then you can use Pali or something.
They ask questions, you can teach the whole Tripitaka.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Mm. 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 Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm. Mm.不是，但是他们因为之前他说过有其他东西，比方说那个只是叫什么巴黎语法那种，那是很没问题。
那比如说那个要给有点钱的人租借，然后先教他那个整个三规五戒的那个所有的那个。
你说在 PPT 上面是吧？
念法，但是这个念法那放不也不是自己念，然后展示什么文字的东西。
还有一个
放录像吗？好在里面。对，就是放，就是类似录像。
OK。So he's telling that Scott, he wants to get five precepts to lay people. So in order to teach these people the correct Pali pronunciation, so he first play a video on a screen to teach them. And then is it allowable?
But who has prepared this video?
Huh?
Who has prepared this video?
You can download from YouTube.
Huh?
You can get this kind of video from YouTube. So.
He's teaching, no? Teaching Dhamma. He's YouTube, you teach, try to teach him Dhamma, no?
Uh-huh.
So therefore now, it's not necessary to use this kind of things and so forth. Otherwise, you fall into dukkha defense. Now, you see, another thing, even if you speak in, teaching your own language, still, it is, as called, according to this rule, you... It's not nice and so forth, people to stand higher than you and teach them. You can tell the audience, anybody who wants to learn this in Pali, he can come to your monastery.
So he's asking that about listening to this audio Dhamma talk. Listening to this audio Dhamma talk, is it allowable to lay down a bed or something?
Yourself?
Yes.
You put
他因为那个时候没有那个并没有真实说法者在那里，就只是。
我问一下，像翻译，如果现在问你吧，你回答他这个第一刀没问题了。
对，我那他问我法。
对。
他如果他想考你，问你把你回答他。
这个好像疑惑度脱里边说的，那个这疑惑度脱里边有说，你看那个第七十条解释。
第七十条。
对，第七十条解释。然后你看啊。
好像这个我听已经说过啊。啊，可以。
第七十条，那个即使假如是富士长老或年轻比库站着，然后那个大长老坐在座位问问题，也不应说。啊，当然这个是站着哈。
我说坐着，因为我以前听说是这个情况，是上座对下座这样问的话。
这跟上下座没关系，这个我觉得跟上下座没什么关系。但我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that.So now you and me are sitting like this. So if you ask me a question, is it allowable for me to answer your question? This is his question.
Yes, I think someone about that tells us that.
Okay. This is definitely anywhere you really answer.
예. There is another somehow a reference. Yeah, now I remember somehow in the somehow some commentary passage. It is not here probably, which says that now, for example, if there is the pupil, he goes to the teacher and sits down on the chair in the school, and he wants to. To teach the teacher something, to tell him. So then, about that, to point something to him, no? So, in that case, now he can't start teaching him as of what, from the Sutta or something like that, from Vinayavidaka. But he can initiate a question from the teacher, initiate a question. So he can tell Bande, do you know if another bhikkhu does like that? What is it good or not? Then the teacher asks a question about what is good or not. And then he tried to make the teacher to himself, the teacher to ask a question to him, and then the pupil can start explaining something in Dhamma. So then initiate a kind of question from the coming from the teacher. So then in that case now the pupil can teach them.
然后他说这个问题，然后他说那个在著述里边有一个段落，好像不是在普陀岩里边，在另外一个著述里边，然后有这么一个段落，其实就是说，比方说那个一个是弟子，然后一个是导师，然后那个当然导师是弟子上座，然后那个弟子现在坐在比较低的座位上，然后导师现在坐在比较高座位上，然后现在这个弟子想要对导师说话，这个时候他不能直接对导师说话，因为他处在比较低的座位上。但是他可以这样，他可以促使这个导师问他一个问题，比方说他说，你知不知道有哪个比库知道，什么是善法？然后如果导师受他这个问题刺激，然后反过来问他一个问题，什么是善法？那这个弟子可以开始说话，然后就不放了。
Same way now if now the pupil sits down,then the teacher tells.You recite the sutta. I want to listen. So, and then the pupil starting reciting. So everything in Pali. The pupil does not fall into dukkha because the teacher asked him to do like.
然后还有种情况就还是这个弟子坐在第一座，然后那个导师坐在高座，然后这事的导师对弟子说，你把什么什么经给我背诵一遍，然后我听你背诵，然后这个时候弟子可以把整个经背上，然后不犯，临时的到上座。
如果这两个，这位问你问题或者要求你的人不是你老师，就一般上座礼部犯吗？
So he is asking that if the elder monk is not the teacher of the junior monk, is there any offense or not in the previous cases? If the is only elder monk, but he's not the teacher of the junior.
But the other cases as well. Okay, so you see, if you are sitting in lower seat, this according to this rule, you can't teach anyone else, whether he's a teacher, as a layman, or as a samanera, or as a child, you can't teach him Dhamma according to this rule.
这跟他是什么身份完全没有关系的，只要你手的弟子，不管他是谁，他是你的上座还是下座，他是比划上面，他是居士还是小孩，你都不能跟他说。
除非他问你问题，
对，
或者教你，让你要求你读，
对对对，
这不要求你的话，不管他是什么人呢，他只要要求你，你就可以做法，这个概念。反正他这样说的话，不会犯。
你这个啊，
对吧？第二个问题，
对对对对对对。按说这样，那你再举个其他例子要求，你比方说你要问，比方说你觉得有疑问的，
就好比本身上一个以后看到你犯戒了，你坐在下面，坐在上面，知道你犯戒，他说，你现在把八吉塔第一起床你背诵一下。
这也可以，这个刚才那是一样的，你只不过那个让你背经，你这是背律而已，你这没什么区别。
就是这个人不是老师，他这样要求你，只要说了你也不办。
因为他这个这个就等下一个问题，你知道那个巴拉西个地方什么吗？如果你知道，你给我背出来，是一样的。So he's asking, no, so he's asking that if the Dhamma preacher is the sitting, but the audience is standing. Is that allowed? Dhamma preacher is sitting.
Yes, it's not. It is allowed.
It's not allowed.
It's allowed.
It's allowed. 这是可以的。然后那个是可以。然后你看那个一户独合第114页第64条解释。
So the next rule is if the monk sits and the audience is standing, excuse me, the monk is standing and the audience sitting, you can't teach.
Yes, but before his question, actually, we have explained before in Kankai Vitrini, 64, we have explained. Yes. About the three kind of postures, we have explained. 他说是这样的，你看那个64条那个一户独合解释。
Right, yes.
自己握着可以对站着或坐着说法，以及自己坐着可以对站着或坐着说法。你看，这自己如果你是躺着的话，就是他站着或坐着你都可以跟他说话。如果你是坐着的话，他站着或坐着你都可以跟他说话，但是必须他坐比你低才可以。然后，但是如果你站着的话，他就必须站着。
对，但是
今天
长老不站着，我
们
坐着。
啊，对呀、啊，对呀、啊，你给他说话对不对？
不是，长老站着。
那就是张老刚才说的，就是第四十条，就是下面一条，就是你不能站着对坐着说吧。
对啊，现在如果张老写黑板，那别人还站着，那我就坐着。
啊？
张老上面写黑板的话，他是站着，我们是坐着，
我就
坐
着。So he's telling that. So if you stand up.And write some party on the whiteboard. We are sitting here. So you're teaching Dhamma to us?
No, I don't teach Dhamma. I'm teaching the grammar. Now, for example, here, Nisidana. So it is, I explain you how this word is composed. So I'm teaching the grammar. I'm not the one to teach Dhamma and so forth. And,So for you to practice Dhamma, Dhamma in the sense that it is from the grammatical, linguistic point of view. Therefore, I'm not teaching the Dhamma itself. So he's asking that if you really want to teach something on a blackboard or whiteboard, then is it considered this a pada?
to here because the waiver is very high. If you don't stand up, you cannot reach it. So is it considered some kind of obstruction?
Obstruction, I told you, obstruction is if there's some injury, some harm coming, then actually you can use any excuse that to avoid this harm, you know, to avoid this injury, then you can actually break the rule. There is an exception. Okay? But here no harm comes, no injury. So now you can't tell this apada because of that. You can actually take, usually those days, our teacher used to have a white paper, a block. And he would write everything there while sitting. We were sitting on the ground. So that is a way how you can teach, because you can write everything on the board in a show. Yeah, like that. So white paper, big white paper, and write everything in a show. So while sitting, you don't use this whiteboard because you can't stand and teach the Dhamma. Even Abhidhamma, like that. So, yeah, you can't do that.
然后他说那个什么就是之前那个以前他们老师在在在他们老师讲法说就是说那个在呃师傅拿一张白纸然后把白纸放在放在一个板上然后把那个然后那个在在就是就坐着时候然后那个在白纸上写一个东西然后那个把白纸放在板上就拿起来给大家看。 然后那个时候他们是不用准备那个黑板，然后他说，这个不是障碍，就是说那个他说那个障碍，就是障碍是指那种，他会是你受伤害或者那个受伤的时候，然后那种事情才能障碍，这个不能当做障碍。
So today there is a, it's called PowerPoint, no?
PowerPoint.
You can use PowerPoint in order to teach.
Okay.
So you can prepare your files in a PowerPoint. And you have a laser pointer, so you can teach with a PowerPoint, you know, without getting up.
然后你可以换灯片和雷光笔，然后那个就是说你那个在电脑这边换灯片，然后那个放灯片上面不就直接放放一个荧幕，然后拿荧光笔上面点就行。Projector，对，就是那个放映机。 He's asking this a kneeling posture. Is it considered a sitting or not?
Yes, yeah, sitting. You are not standing, no.
Okay. So you mean this is also sitting?
This is squatting, but usually you don't teach the Dhamma to others like that.
Okay.
You're going to. How long you can stay like that? Except now, for example, if we make Abhidhyasana, this is also sitting posture, because Abhidhyasana, you want to advise the other man, no? Don't do it again like that. So then, in that case now, it is something, Dhamma exchange. So, but both monks are the same level. They are squatting at the same level, then it is no problem. But if that monk, for example, even Abhidhyasana, if that monk is in higher level and you are at lower level, you can't make Abhidhyasana.
So that monk means the monk with offense?
Whether he's offense or not offense, both are confessing, no?
Both are confessing.
Confessing. Two monks are confessing.
Yes.
Okay? So the other monk is in a higher level. Let's see, he put a cushion and he is on the cushion and the other monk is on the floor. So they can't ask all. The monk who confesses to another monk who is on the cushion, he can't. They have to be in the same level.
So either monk cannot be higher than the other.
Yes, because this is a Dhamma exchange.
Okay, okay, see,
because
okay.
There is a question and answer. No?
Okay.
Other monk says to tell something and the other monk called advice and so forth. Therefore now it is a dialogue going on.
Okay.
Dhamma dialogue. So then they have to be on the same level.
然后他说是在那个两个比库地颤的时候，然后他们俩蹲那个地面也必须一样高的，不能说那个一个比库蹲在地面上，另一个比库蹲在一个姿势坐垫儿，这是不可以的。那个因为那不管哪个比库颤，哪个比库接触颤，然后都不可以，因为这个情况两个人互相说话。 所以说谁都不能比谁高，他这两个人必须一边走。
哦，有一次好像确实出现这个事情，做成那个啥重新对上。
So likewise now, if another monk he steps on his nisidana,、
mm.
the other monk he steps on the floor.、
Mm.
Therefore, the monk who steps on nisida is higher level,、mm. slightly higher.、
Mm.
You can't do abhidhamma.
然后，比方说，那个这两个对称的事儿，然后一个人那个这那个就蹲在地板上，另一个就蹲在自己坐具上，这也不行。然后，因为蹲在坐具上那个人就比那个蹲在地板上要
Do tell that monk to step on the floor.
你必须让那蹲在坐具上的人蹲到地板上去。
Oh, yourself has to step on the seat, and then you'll be the same
length. 你自己那个蹲在那个坐具上，这样就可以了。
But the seat is not to step on. You dirtied it. It is to sit.So therefore now, if you put your feet on, you get dirty. It is not suitable to lay.
但坐具这东西不是拿来坐的，所以说如果你踩坐具上，不是工作上，这是不适合的。
So therefore now, some monks they use the sitting to squat on it, to step on it. This is not proper because it gets dirty.
所以说现在有些比如经常踩在坐具上，然后这个做法是不合适的，因为这样做会不会把坐具弄脏？没问题。
这个高度是不是按屁股按那个触到那个地面的这个肢体来算的？比如说我会做的话，是按照这个来算，就比如说像这个这么做这么贵的，那我屁股能比大家都高。然后我这么五个脚跳下来，这样的话，这个高度肯定大家都高。那这样的话，那个算是我第一的还是高？比如说我跪在地上，比如说我冲掉。
不用，就这么说，咱俩现在一模一样坐具，咱俩坐具一模一样，对吧？咱俩坐具一模一样，然后那个就是像我这么做，然后你是这么跪着，咱俩是不是算一边高？So he doesn't like this.So now he and me are in the squad on the same kind of same kind of cushion. So but I'm in the sitting posture, and he's in the kneeling posture. So are we considered as on the same level or not? Because his butt is actually higher than me
because he's on his knees.
Yes, he's on his knees.
Any problem with that? So, usually, but you see, if he sits in a respectful way and so forth, it's okay. So then, now some people they can't sit fully like lotus posture in the ground. They have to maybe squat. They put knees like behind. If we make vandana, sometimes also the monks they put the knee behind and sit like that with the knees in front.
You mean
with the heels?
You mean like this?
Not the other way, bit, you say, right. This way, you're sitting there.
This way.
Yeah, no problem, you can teach. But if he is half, he stands on his knees, no?
Like this, you mean?
Yes, it is also okay, because some monks, they, as called, he does not sit in a higher seat, only maybe he elevates himself.If he stands, fully stands, you can teach. Okay, even if you sit, but the other monk stands, fully stands, you can teach.
Okay.
So, only that while sitting and so forth should be on the same level. You sit and the other monk sits, should be on the same level. Should not, that the other monk should, the audience should not be in a higher seat. But if the audience stands, stands up and so forth, is not sitting, then you can teach.
然后他说：“对啊，你刚才的情况跟我应该还是在同一水平线上。”然后他说：“这个听众呢，就是说你讲法是，只要那个听众那个他坐着比你低，然后姿势是一个比较恭敬的姿势，你都可以跟他讲。比方说，他可以用那个这种姿势，或者那个这种姿势，甚至你在做的时候，他站起来，这你都可以给他讲，反正没有。”或者他比你低，他跪的比较高，而是说，你就是你，因为你站起来，他肯定不是他如果站
起来，比坐的会比较高。
你站，他站起来的话，他膝盖位置肯定比你那个位置，对，
触地的位置，
触地的位置。
比如说你站起来是脚触地，
啊，
跪下来是膝盖触地，
啊，就是说那个，啊，
啊，就接触地面的这个位置是那个，比如说，
对，那接触地面位置比你刚才他坐下来的时候，那他还是能用那个地方接触地面的话，那接触肯定位置也比你高了，他那个位置肯定也比你高了，对不对？不是，因为如果照你这样说，就是他跪下来之后，他接触地面那个位置，比你坐的位置还要高的话，那他如果坐下来，他坐在那个位置的话，他比你坐的位置还是要高的。
啊，对对，
那就是那就不可以了。
就是说在高处，比如说听众在高处。
对对，那就不可以。
然后他是用一个很恭敬的姿势。
那不可以，不可以，就是你
在站在中
间。站着啊。So he's asking that this audience is in a higher place. This Dhamma preacher is in a lower place, but this Dhamma preacher is sitting, and this audience is standing. Is it allowed?
Yes, it's also not allowed.
Not allowed?
Because according to this audience, what it is, the position also, the elevation is what matters now. Now, if that person stands in front of you, but you are sitting, and he's on the same floor like you, it's okay to teach according to these premises, But if the audience in a higher level, higher platform than you, what is standing or sitting is what you can't teach.
他说，只要是他他所处那个平面，比你要高的话。就不管他是站着还是坐着，都不能跟这条街。
Because the elevation matters of according to this rule, ujjasana and ujjasana means what is higher elevation. It means higher elevation. It is not good to teach. You can't give five precepts to the people who are standing above your head. Okay, like that.
他说你不，他说这样子，这高座的意思呢，就是说，那个他那个座位比你的那个座位要高起，然后他说你不能给一个站在头顶上的人受无忌。Why these offenses are dukkha instead of dupassata? Because all these are vachakam. Why is dukkha not dupassata? This is the question.
It is because it has to do with the position, the physical position of the person. Therefore, now dupassata means you scold other people. You tell them, you bastard, you use this kind of log. Lord caste people, so then, language, you ox, you donkey, they are called. You use this kind of bad words. Okay, so then, but now, yeah, you don't use bad words, you use good words, dhamma, but your position is called in a lower level than the position of the audience. And this counts, it is disrespect for the dhamma, what you tell. Therefore now the contents of your Dhamma talk may be perfect, but the position, the way you teach and so forth, you are sitting, for you to sit in a lower seat and the audience to sit in a higher seat, it shows disrespect for them. So therefore, this is what actually it is somehow in Indian society, even other societies and so forth, I've seen. So then, now religious teachings are not done. So then, are done in a very respectful way, so that the preacher in the, even in the church, the preacher in the church, for example, Christian churches, usually stands in a higher, as called platform, that audience. So it is not the other way around. So even in other religions in India, the same. They will in Hinduism, for example, they don't put the teacher in a lower seat and the audience sit in a higher seat. This is understood because religious preaching. When you preach the Dhamma and so forth, there has to be some respect. Not for the person, it is for the Dhamma you teach. Okay.
然后说的是这种情况，就是说你说这些话是那个是比较脏的话，比方说你说你这个人是混蛋，你是一条狗，你是一头牛，你说这样的话，这是这个说，但是恶作呢，他其实这个地方是恶作，你这些地方你嘴里边说出那些法并没有问题，并不是说你说的法有任何问题，可能你说法内容非常完美，但是你说法的这个方式，就是说你说法时身体的这个位置，或者你身体的姿势。这个是有问题的，然后你通过你就是说你的说法过程中，你通过那个身体位置和姿势，那个体现出对法的不恭敬，然后他说是以这个原因说你这个恶作，然后他说那个不仅在古代印度社会这样，而在其他社会也是这样的，就是说一般来说在宗教世家法的时候。 他是一个挺恭敬，对这个法体现出一些恭敬心，他说比方说基督教牧师呢，在教堂里面讲法的时候，一般来说牧师他站的比较高的位置，然后呢，其他印度宗教也是这样，比方说印度教，然后印度教他们那个他们讲法的时候，一般也有这样的要求，所以他们提出这种要求，并不是体现对这个说法者的这个恭敬，而是对这个说法者所说的法的这个恭敬。
居士家里，居士家里有那种就是比较豪华的那种沙发，然后还有那种比较那种简单的那种木头的椅子，因为通常那个沙发它可能是为了舒服啊，一个是比较柔软，然后还有一个是本身那沙发的面会比较低一些，这样坐着舒服嘛。然后那个居士问出一对出家人的尊敬，然后就是出完来了以后会要他们做那个比较豪华的那个东西，然后。
然后在这种情况下，如果居士自己他，因为在斯里兰卡不存在这种，斯里兰卡可能大家都坐地上，因为在中国没人坐地上，都坐椅子上，然后居士可能会坐一个比较简单的椅子，木头椅子什么的，没有任何装饰的。但是那个木头椅子怎么会高？就这种情况下，比如说我如果作为比库，我就是想换到那个椅子上，让他坐居士坐沙发，可是我就觉得这不太好，就我自己坐简单椅子，居士坐一个比较豪华，就不太好。这种情况应该怎么办？So he's asking that in China, so usually people sit in the Chinese lay houses. So now in this kind of lay houses, usually they have a sofa, and also some wooden chairs. So this sofa is very luxurious and also very comfortable. And this wooden chair is very simple. But the thing is, and it's not very comfortable, but the thing is, this wooden chair is usually higher than the sofa. So usually, if the lay people, they invite bhikkhus to their house. What they do is they ask the bhikkhus to sit on the sofa, and they themselves sit on the wooden chair. Because the wooden chair is not comfortable, it's very simple. And the sofa is very luxurious and comfortable. So in that case, what should that bhikkhu do? Should they ask the lay people to exchange their seats?
Of course, they can do it. Because now, especially if there is some Dhamma talk and so forth, then it's better for the bhikkhu and so forth to be in a higher, because it's a religious talk, no?
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to put in a higher seat. You can tell them now we have this rule.
Mm-hmm.
You can explain the people, because lay people, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can explain we have this rule that if we teach the Dhamma, it's called for respect for the Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
For us to sit in a higher seat, okay? Mm-hmm. Not Uchasayana, again, you follow the other Dukkata, okay? Not Uchasayana, maybe, but in a little bit higher seat that lay people. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, they can arrange as well. I don't think they have any problem. They are happy to sit themselves on the sofa because it's so comfortable.
No, 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 说这种证，他说这种，他说证，在这种情况还是应该就是那个交换组织，因为这个毕竟是一个宗教性的一个开始，然后你应该处在高度上，然后在这种情况下，你应该那个告诉就是说我们有这样一个学术，就是说你为了那个体现对法的恭敬，然后我作为受法者，我应该做一个比较高组织，但是他说你在说那个高组织的时候，你不要使用那个巴黎斯乌沙三言的这个词，啊，那样的话又会犯了恶作剧。
Especially they will be more happy to sit on the sofa because very soft.
他说那就是尤其那小孩可能听你之前也会非常高兴，因为他们坐那个沙发很舒服。
对，就是那个顺便问一下，其他学生，就是因为那个在那个中国，可能那个大部分人都不太懂那个就是南传的那个比丘戒。
嗯。
他们虽然对那个出家人很尊重。
嗯。
但是比如说，如果我们去那个就是我们以前的那个亲戚或者朋友家里面应供的话，然后我们是不是可以那个主动跟他们讲一些，比如说受食啊、坐敬啊，像这样一些戒律？如果就是很简单，如果我们不去跟他讲的话，他可能连受食都不知道。
嗯。
还有比如说那个过午不食啊之类的，那个什么叫过午？就跟他就是。讲这个东西，如果他不问的话，我们跟他讲这个东西，是适当的。
他不是女的。
对，不是女的，是男的。但是如果他你不跟他说，他可能你坐那儿你没法吃那个饭是吧？他可以，他不知道要给你收拾，或者坐镜之类的。
嗯。
Just to mention this is now.I told this and so forth. If there's some official dharma talk, now if he wants to give it, 5 precepts like that. So we can tell the people to arrange a little bit higher seat or same level seat, okay? Same level seat. But if it is not official, then you can actually sit yourself on the sofa. You can, people also can sit on the sofa, no problem.
So then, but in that case, you cannot use any Pali words. Yes,
you can't use any Pali words.
然后他说那个在那比较正式场合，比方说你跟人是五戒的时候，你最好最好上去是安排好，就是安排至少安排一个，就是说你和他们一边高的一个座位，或者比别的更高座位。但如果在非正常场合，就是说你别人吃饭，你就不用巴黎，那你那种你们在大所有人都坐沙发上，这也无所谓。So he's asking that. So if he goes back to China, because these Chinese people they don't know about this bhikkhu precepts. So then is it allowable for him to tell these lay people without being.Being asked about this offering rule and this a copy making rule and also and this Vikara Bhoja rule or something like that to tell this lay people without being asked.
Yes, you can tell you, of course, because lay people they don't know. So in that case, now you don't expect for gain amongst it.That's called, sometimes they tell some rules how to, no, they don't, they tell the people some things in order to get more gain, more material gain. So that is not the intention here, that's called. You can explain that this is the rule we have. He said to me, you can tell in your own language, kapya means allowable.To make this allowable, you can tell also, they can tell in their own word, language, that's called, they don't need to use you with kapya.
You mean even this kapya karoshi?
Yeah, you don't need to use it in your own language, I mean Pali language.
Oh,
you can,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell to tell in Chinese.
Okay.
Means kapya means allowable.
Okay.
You make allowable. Take the knife. Make tell allowable. Because people they don't know Pali, no. Therefore, you can tell him to tell him Chinese language.
Okay. 然后他说是可以的，然后因为这些定格，这就是毕竟不他们不知道这些，然后只要你在告诉这些过程中，你不是期待力啊，像某些比库一样，他们那个跟告诉就是一些东西，然后是为了期待物质力，但是你这个显然不是这种东西。他说然后那个甚至你比方说就像那个，然后所以说你在给他告诉他们这些过程中完全可以用自己语言，就是甚至像作镜，虽然说我们这边作镜的时候要说巴黎语，但是实际上这个作镜这个不说巴黎语也可以，比方说那个你到时候你就可以教他说，请把它做成允许。然后这样人中文说也可以。
那
看怎么说？一切以作镜，一切以作镜，一切以作镜，或者不甚至不用说一切，就以作镜，以作镜，以作镜。对。
这也算是语法。
啊？
这也算是语法的。
对啊，因为你没有使用巴黎语。
就说作镜的过程可以使用这个语言。
对对对，可以。
除了这个作镜的过程，还有什么可以用的？
He's asking, is there any other Pani formula which you can tell in your own language? Something.
So now, between bhikkhus, of course, there are not, but some formula you want to explain to lay people. For example, katina. Katina, offering of katina robe. You can tell lay people to use their own language.
Okay.
If the people, they want to offer something.
Okay.
Because there are not many rules like that which you have to tell for the lay people to recite something, for example.
Okay.
This is for many of these rules, lay people, they don't need to know the Pali.
Uh-huh.
You can tell them to use their own language. Uh-huh. They are very simple rules. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, kapya, or to offer some katina rope,
mm-hmm.
or to make things in sangika, for example.
Uh-huh.
You want to offer some nisangika.They can use their own language. That's called, they can use, we offer this to the community of bhikkhus, for the community of monks. They don't use sangha sedema, bhikkhu sangha sedema. You don't use the Pali words.
Okay.
You can tell them to tell their own language.
Okay. 他这种情况一般是出现在比库和居士之间，就是说比库和比库之间说的巴黎文，一般是不可以的。然后他说那个比库居士之间说那个说话，除了这种作镜之外，还可以比方说那个居士观想功德义的事儿。或者居士供养其他什么东西给僧团的事，虽然这个地方也可以说巴黎文，但是这因为居士来说并不是一定要说巴黎文，所以说这种情况你可以让他们自己语言说就可以。
那有
在
结界干嘛的？那个问居士那个像
和
石像的话，那么这个一定要说巴黎文才可以实现。
So he's asking that while establishing the sima, there's a lay people who is going around together with the bhikkhu, no? to check the nimittas. Check the nimittas. So the bhikkhu asks, what is the nimitta here? So the bhikkhu tells stone or something. Then in that case, is allowed to use their own language?
Because these are called garu dhammas, garu vinaya gamas, vinaya gamas. Very serious. Official acts. So in such official actions of what we try to use the Pali as a regular basis.
Okay.
In order to establish the sima.
Okay. 然后他说这个属于正式的戒律干嘛？所以说这个就不可以使用那个自己，一般还是使用
巴利语。Regarding this copy, I think now if you go abroad, if you go to your own country.Now people, they offer, sometimes they offer some raw things, So, which has to be done copier. You don't, now in that case, now if people they don't know, you don't try to teach them how to make copier. You just think, okay, I will skip this dish, because there are other dishes also, no? They offer other dishes. They also offer many dishes. Because they offered you something in your hand, which has to be done copier,That doesn't mean you have to consume it. Okay. You don't need, you just keep it. If you don't want to trouble the people. Because now you have gone for 1-2 days in that house, and then immediately you tell the people, I have to make kapya. Because the people, they offer so many dishes on the table now. You can select what is not to be done kapya, and the rest you skip. You can offer, get it offered, receive, you can receive, but you don't take.Just keep it aside. And you take whatever other things without making kapya you can use.
然后比方说你那个去英国的时候，然后那个就是郭小杰那个生的师傅，然后需要做镜的话，然后这个时候呢他就是又不知道做镜这回事，然后你又不想麻烦他们做镜的话，那这个事儿你可以直接那个就是不就这道菜你也不做镜，然后你就不吃这个菜也可以，因为他毕竟一般来说英国人会给你很多菜的时候你可以吃其他菜，然后但是吃其他菜的时候你还要手术一下。
So now, especially with such situations,if you go abroad or in China and so forth, other countries, the people don't know these things and so forth, if they offer only, for lunch, for example, they offer only small, little potato.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is full salad, only salad. And then you have nothing else to eat. Then of course you can tell the people, can you make kapia?Then you know for you to eat. So then, because there is nothing to eat.
I don't think this is going to happen in China. It's not Chinese food. It's not the style of Chinese food. But anyway, I will tell them. So he said, 然后那个午饭除了一些那个一盘小土豆之外，其他全部都是色拉，就是你不吃色拉就没什么可吃的。这种情况下，你可以让一定什么那个做下去。
So then, now salad depends on because in salad they put some other tomato, something like that, no? Which are seeds, tomato seeds. It is only just a salad made of spinach like that. You don't need to make kapia because there is no seeds there.But with just seeds, like tomato seeds or some chili seeds, raw seeds and so forth, you have to make kapia. This is I tell you.
然后他说那个色拉呢，其实也不是那个所有东西都需要做镜，只是那些东西，比方说里边有一些那个生的种子，比方说西红柿种子，比方说辣椒种子，然后这有当时这些生的种子那时候你才需要那个做镜。
In other situation, for example, if people offer you five dishes, five plates, and one is to make kapia, and then you don't take this, you put aside and eat other things. And the people tell, no, Bande, take. So then, what to do now? Then you have to tell, no need, you can tell no need, or if they insist, no, very good, they will tell, taste. Then you have to tell the person, okay, if you like me to eat, you take a knife,make kapia, to make a lao bol, and then you explain that person. If that person insists, okay, explain that person.
然后他说那个就比方说，但是比方说那个就是给你灌一下灌养五盘菜，然后只有一盘需要做镜的，那你可以就把那需要做镜那盘放一边，然后专门吃别的菜就行了。那除非这个人他那个硬要逼着你吃，那个然后你这个确实你可以告诉我我不需要这盘菜，或者说他非常说这个非好吃你尝尝吧。然后那这个时候我尝尝可以，你先拿把刀过来把这个东西把它做镜一下。
So for now, this is kapia for many people.They think they can't understand. So you use it only in a very, very urgent situation. It's in very absolute necessary situation to make kapia. Don't make it every day like that. Kapia, like here. So then people, they will think, oh, this monk, trouble. So then,
所以说，在那个在居士家里的时候，像做镜这种时候，像做镜这种东西呢，一般是要在非常必要、非常紧急的时候，在做镜，不要每天都在居士家里边做镜，然后这样的话，那个居士可能觉得这就非常之麻烦。
Even if you stay in your mother's house, every day the mother copy come in trouble. Don't tell every day. No, sometimes you can skip. Sometimes you can skip if the mother offers something to make copy and you just don't eat this.Eat other things.
他说，其实你住在你妈家里的时候呢，你也别像你妈整天做镜，然后这样的话，你妈会觉得这事麻烦。然后他说，真的给你那个需要做镜的东西，你可以先把那边放一边别吃。
Because now they offer apples, they offer oranges, apples kapia, oranges kapia, and grapes kapia, and this kapia, and salad kapia. So people think.Too much.
因为比方说，他们给我灌苹果需要做镜，灌橘子需要做镜，灌葡萄又需要做镜，然后给灌沙拉又需要做镜，然后这些好麻烦。
So now, apple, you can don't tell, no need to tell them cup here. If you want to do it, you just either take a knife, don't cut the center, the center of the apple. Cut little bit, slowly, slowly, and so forth with a knife, pieces, pieces. So, or if you bite, don't try to bite the center. Okay? So that, because the seeds, no, don't destroy the seeds. So then you can bite, bite, and so forth till you reach the center, and then you put aside. Because these are the seeds.
像苹果这东西，事实根本不需要做切的，就是说你可以拿它切，然后切的时候注意不要啃到中间种子就行了，或者说你不切就直接拿苹果啃，啃的时候你就注意那个就可能中间时候就不啃了，这样就不会坏种子，这样就没问题。
So grapes all the same.
葡萄也是一样。
You can actually break with your finger. Break with your finger and remove the seeds.
然后葡萄也是一样，你把那个，然后你可以用那个是手指头把葡萄扒开，然后把种子取出来。
Another thing, you know, with the grapes is the grape like that, you bite half. And then if you bite half, you can see the seeds. As soon as you see the seeds, you remove the seed, tuck, tuck. And then take the rest.
吃葡萄的时候，你可以先把那个葡萄咬开，不要一粒葡萄，你先把咬到一半，咬到一半，它那种子露出来，然后你把这种子给去掉，然后把剩下一半甩掉。
咬到种子就恶作。
你不整个咬破了吗？
恶作。
你咬破才算恶作，你只碰到整个我觉得不算恶作。He's asking that so if by accident if his teeth touches this grape seed, is that together or not?
So you put it only with the teeth, not like that. You don't put it inside, you put it outside the teeth. Outside the teeth, for now, you just bite to break it. So this, the other part which is, this side you will go into the mouth, but the other part is not get smeared with saliva. If you put it carefully. So otherwise you break it with a finger.
I mean, but his question is if by accident, his teeth, attaches this to a grape seed. In that case, is there to be
done? The grape seed. Touching is not wrong. No, crushing is you should not touch. Crush.
只是碰到没有问题，但是你把它弄碎就是问题。
那就是我把整颗葡萄放在饮料里面，咬，但我咬了之后把里面的籽我有这个能力，这个就算。
So he is asking that is it okay for him to put the whole grape into his mouth, and then remove his seed with his tongue, and then spit the seed out? Is that okay?
You can, but be careful, no, because if you crush the seeds or you swallow sometimes. Then look at that.
但是你可以这样做，但是你弄这样做还是得小心，你要不然只是整个给咬碎，或者把整个咽下去都是。
家里面烧的菜，这些需要做这个东西，它如果是火上面烧过了，这我就可以吃它已经算是做进了。
对，那不就是煮过的吗？
对，这种东西都是做进的。
对，
就是哪怕是煮个半熟，
那煮过就可以吃。
他说过，他煮个半熟已经失去生命力了。
是煮的还没有失去生命力。
啊？
你说煮个半熟的，煮的时候还没有失去生命力。比如说最后菜要好了，然后撒了一点大料，撒了一点干辣椒，那干辣椒就有带刺的，那样，然后可能就是搁菜里烫一下。
So he's asking that if some seeds of the vegetable is boiled but still has the germinating power, then is it still necessary to make it copying?
Necessary, because there was one case with one monk is called Kanka Revata. Kanka Revata. So then he has seen that beans which had been boiled, when after the monks had eaten them, so we went to defecate. And after the defecation, after a few days, these seeds would sprout. He told the other monks, you can't eat this skull. You are Buddha-gama Pedavadyata. You destroy seeds now because you have eaten something which can germinate. And then they told this matter to the Buddha, and the Buddha told, no, it is not necessary because they've been already boiled, no? Mm. So whether they, after they go to the stomach and so what, then if there is some germinating power, you can't help on that, okay? Mm. He allowed monks to consume beans who are boiled.
他看到其他比库呢，他那个他看到其他比库吃了那个煮锅豆的，吃他看这些比库那个吃到煮锅豆，这个煮锅豆的后来因为他可能没好好咀嚼，那个煮锅豆的整个在拉屎的拉出来，然后那个这豆子放牙之后，然后那个他就那个他就给把这个告诉其他比库，他说你看这些比库或者是告诉其他比库，他说你看这这这这这个煮锅豆的，然后他们他那个他就给把这个告诉其他比库，他说你看这这这这些比库或者什么所以，他们他那个他们他那个这个还有生命力的那个豆子吃到肚子里，然后他们是在不久这些这些比库拿出来是佛陀，然后佛陀说这个这这这是不犯的，因为那个豆子已经煮过了，那即使它还有生命力这样的东西。
Some, not all. Mm. They are very hard husk and so forth. And then, even if you boil, you can't break the husk. The husk prevents the inner part to get destroyed. So then, maybe out of the of one handful, handful of beans, maybe two, three, or four, they will be like it. So then, and then after you eat, if you don't crush it with your teeth, that beans will go to the stomach if they come out of the alcohol, and then they can germinate. Therefore, but this is, you can't control, it's difficult to control. Therefore, the Buddha told, you have to ignore this, it's too much. Okay?
他说这次出现这种情况，就是说因为它有豆子壳很硬，然后你煮的时候是这个硬壳也煮不破煮不烂，然后所以说你别要说你煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮
会向文也还是巴黎语是吧？
啊，
你的会向文也还是巴黎语是吧？
你
的会向文也是巴黎语是吧？
对对，都是巴黎语。
嗯。So he's telling that if you give a blessings to people like Sukhi to Nibbana Pachi, is this also considered Dhamma preaching or something?
Quite well, it's Dhamma teaching.That blessings now.
Yeah.
You can't tell, it's Dhamma teaching.
But
if you, yes, now, if you use this kind of Nibbana Bhajo and so on, like that, it's a little bit disrespectful if people they stand in a higher, above your head, in a higher position than you and so on. For now, if you use okay, may you be happy, Suki, so you can tell him. If he stands like construction worker, he is on the, on the seventh story building. May you be happy, okay, no problem. But Nibbana Bhaja Otu.
然后他说那个比方说那个人站的比你高，比方说一个建筑工人的那个七层楼上各干活，然后这个事儿你就住得快乐，然后就不要住在中那个这边，就不要说那个中央院生为你这中央院主人，直接说是住得快乐。
啊，你
爸爸
就
说话
对。
So it is a little bit not respectful.
嗯，就是不太恭敬。
所以说说到就说别安全。
他好像没有说这个呢，是法行，他只是说不太恭敬，因为那个祝你快乐这种话，时间人家说的。
啊？
因为他那个对，就是就没有涉及没有涉及不恭敬法的问题。
因为可能高的情况下不多，但是就是居士人可能那个穿鞋的情况下。
telling that because when we are giving blessing, it's very possible that this lay people, they are wearing shoes or slippers. So in that case, he cannot tell Nibbana Pachacuti, but only tells the Gihoto Sangha.
Yes, better to avoid him because these are Dhamma words. No?
Oh.
You can tell him, may you be happy or sukhi, these are normal things, but to use this kind of may you realize the Four Noble Truths or something like that, very, very good, some words who come from the mouth of the Buddha himself.
Mm.
So better to avoid these words. It is somehow a disrespect for the Dhamma.
他说这种情况下那个就是那个就是春节情况也是一样的，就是最好就是避免说那个什么愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿意愿
刚才他问的问题，如果是我站着的，我站着的话，这个姿势，姿势的对角，这样的话，它也不用，这个不用发力，这个就是
穿鞋，
不穿鞋就是他
是跪着，他是跪着，肯定不穿鞋，
他跪着，就是我站着，因为站着什么都站着，他跪着相当于坐着，
对对对，
就是是不是就不能给他做出这种做法。
苏 Q 就是肯定没问题，苏 Q 就是这我现在定个，但是其他的我问一下是。So he's asking that if the monk is standing, but the lay person is kneeling on the ground. In that case, is it okay to tell this lay person that is Q to Nibbana Pachin?
Because the next rule, according to the next rule, you can't.Because Nibbana Pachyoyat is a Dhamma word, no? So according to the next rule, you can't.
But he can tell Sukhiho, don't worry.
Huh?
He can only tell Sukhiho, don't worry.
Sukhiho, you can tell, no problem.
他说那个还是一样，就是这个指的，而且只说那个 Sukhiho, 就不要说Nibbana Pachyoyat。
那唱的就很难听懂，因为你在外面的话，那就是过来还跪，给你跪下来。
你可以把那个祝福词改一下，就是那个愿你快乐，愿你身体不病，愿你健康，对吧？
中文
对，你中文巴利文都行，你用巴利
文。
对，然后或者直接巴利文也行，这个反正都是跟法没关系。
你像昨天那个英达 CD 他临走的时候，他给我们行礼。我们心里他心里他说的，我们说的这个地址，然后给他们看，这个。
我们说的都是我们的，然后蹲，
那都是坐着，那不能站着。
对啊，我刚刚
这就很难说，是不是？
哦，对，我刚刚说这个划算。
对啊。
So he is asking that, as the last night before Indra left.So he worshipped some of these Chinese monks, and he tells, oh, Kasa Vandami Bandhu, something like that. So in that case, is it allowable for them to reply in Pali?
I couldn't follow how you worshipped.
He worshipped just like this, oh, Kasa Vandami Bandhu, Mayagatam, Vanyasami, and Mototama, something like that.
But he was not sitting, he was just worshipping, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
He was not in the sitting position.
Yes, but he's kneeling down.
No, he's not sitting, no.
Sitting
is this. If you put your knees on the ground and worship, and so forth, you are not in the sitting position. Now, therefore, now, even lay people, they come, while you were standing, if you stand and lay people come and worship, they put their knees down and make vandana.
I mean,
it is in vandana position, no?
So this kind of culture is sitting, you mean?
You can't regard this because now the intention is to worship, no? Yes, called to respect the person. So in that case, now it is a respectful position you want to worship. Move up and down, in this movement.
Okay.
So move in front and back, like that.
Okay.
You're not sitting. Therefore, you can bless that person, you can...Do some dhamma, even give him a dhamma talk also, if he's in that position.
This kind of position?
Yes, positions are like that. Or while on the ground. Because he, this is not regarded as sitting as such, like this position. If he is in a respectful way and so forth, and he makes vandana, you can don't tell him much, but I mean, kisini actually, because some people they can tie it like that. But if you, even if you use some words like nibbana bhaja or do some like that, may you realize the Four Noble Truths, use some Pali words, no problem, because that is, this is not regarded as a real sitting position.
然后他说刚刚嘴型的最近那个例子，然后他刚刚那个他说那个不能他做，算是那个不能他做的，算是理，就是理性自身，因为他人为什么他是对经理性的，所以在这种人就是哪怕对说那个说会分巴黎，甚至对给他做做简单开始，就是都是没问题。
Okay, next one.
Okay. 把实体不能缘其十六性凝固，命为作者说法，乃至我当不利者为无病而作者的说法，应当取不得利而为无病，称道六十九，为什么犯有犯有？在十四不以善者对作者者提及，即使假如去服侍长老或年轻比丘站着，而大长老坐在座位问问题，也不应说由于尊重而不能说请长老起来后才问事，因此可以以我对在一侧站着的比丘说而问说。愿意。
Okay. Yeah. Kanga Vetrini. Right here. This is the example of Tera of Sinimark. If a bhikkhu goes to the to attend to a Tera, Mahatera ask him a question. Alright. He asked him a question, a junior monk. Asana Nishino.
So this Mahatera asked the
how it is the Kanka Vitarini, how do you explain this? How do you translate it in the Chinese?
So the Chinese translation is that if a junior monk went to attend this Mahatera, and this junior monk is standing there. And this Mahatera is sitting on a seat. And in that case, if this Mahatera is asking questions to this junior bhikkhu, this junior bhikkhu regarding Dhamma, I mean, this junior bhikkhu should not answer. And he should tell this.
Okay.
It's correct.
Yes, correct translation.
然后那个这照样说这那个第七十条那个，然后一会儿他的翻译是正确的，大家这照样翻译看。
旁边没人
吗？啊？
旁边没人，所以你单独跟长老在一起说，这个情况你只能跟长老说，要么三，要么五，是不是这个？
So he is asking that what if there is no people standing aside?
Yeah, that is. I expected to ask. I expected somebody to ask this question.
他知道你们有人会问这个问题。
啊，他知道我会问。
不是你，他说那个有人会问这个问题。
Then you can tell Mahatera school I will answer Monday later. Later I will answer that.
Okay. 是不是说，都是那个，如果其他人问，就是说是无罪的。然后这条戒就有点特别，就跟别的不一样，即使问也是无罪的。
So he's asking that in the previous rules, I mean, if the audience he asks questions, and the speaker he answers, there's no offense.But particularly in this room, even if you are answering questions, there is still offense. Is that true?
But I give this explanation according to the how to teach it, preach Dhamma to the woman. According to that rule,
okay.
If the woman asks question, you can answer to her.
Mm.
But as it seems, according to the Sakyas, it's not the case. It's not the case.So then, because the Samanta Basarika gives this explanation with this rule. Up to now, did not tell anything. Samanta Basarika did not tell anything because there are previous rules, no?
Uh-huh.
As called how to teach the Dhamma, uh-huh. did not tell anything about such things. It tells it only in this rule.
Okay.
Therefore, no, I thought it can apply like the Spachitya rule about teaching Dhamma to the woman,
mm.
it can be the same thing.
Mm.
So then, if a woman asks a question, you can answer.、
Mm.
The same way here also, if the person who is in a not proper position,、
mm.
he asks a question, you can answer.、
Mm.
But as it seems from this explanation in Samatha Basarika, you can't do that. In the Sakyas, you can't do that.
So
it does not apply for the Sakyas. What applies for the Pachitya, teaching the woman, does not apply here.
这样说，他说那个，之前那个，是之前对前面那几条戒呢，其实那个就是说那前面那几条戒，其实那个在普段院完全没有说，就是那个在问问题的时候应该什么情况，只有在这条戒，那然后在那个他那个他说那个他说问题的时候，你也不应该说，所以说这这样说他之前给大家讲的时候，他认为就是说，因为那个因为你没有说嘛，既然没有说，那我在那个之前那条戒，那个就是那个对女人说法那条戒来处理。但是因为他这是在七十条，他又突然这样说了，就是说你在问问题你也不应该回答，所以说似乎应该应该用前面这个后面这个第七十条来判断前面这个戒，就是说他即使问问题，就是说那个即使他问问题你也不应当回答，那就对重拳把这戒来说。
那我还想问一下，假如长老并不是因为不知道才问的。长老是这个考试的情况，那这个已经比不能再问了。
So he's asking that the intention of this Mahatera asking question is not because that he doesn't know something, but he just wants to ask this question to test these people.To give him a quiz or something like that. So then, in that case, is it allowable for this junior bhikkhu to answer? Even while he's standing and the Mahatera is sitting.
According to this hearing, you can't infer, you can't conclude that the Mahatera just want to test、
okay.
the, as called, him.、Mm. Sometimes Mahatera might have forgotten something.Might have forgotten something about some sutta, about some sutta passage. And what is the Buddha told about this? Can you remember and so forth? So then, in that case, maybe he doesn't want to test the junior monk. He just wants, because he does not remember something, he wants to, for the junior monk to help him to remember. About Dhamma point, some Dhamma point.
So that means the intention of the Mahatera
is irrelevant.
Okay. 然后他说这个就是说这个他当然了，不管什么东西，不管他是想他是什么东西不知道，还是说他想测试那个笔画，说他什么东西忘了，需要这笔画提醒一下，他不管什么东西都可以。大家
这个
不管什么东西，就是说
能站着不错的
做，
就在
适
用这一
招
吧。那比如
说像
坐在地
处那个老师考试这样，就算了。So he says, can I do a deep fear sitting on a higher seat and give me a quiz or something, a test? Then is it allowed? So you're sitting in a lower seat. Suppose you're sitting in a lower seat and we are sitting in a higher seat. Then is it allowed for you to give us a test? Something like that.
This means some questions of
it. Yes.
So if I want to initiate, for example, a Dhamma discussion, a Dhamma reflection like that, it is... I don't think it's proper because now, you see, because the intention is just to highlight something from the Dhamma, or to because now you can teach by question also, okay? Because it's a way of teaching by asking the others. You can, it's a way how to teach. Therefore, now this can also include in Dhamma teaching.
特尔，你这动机一般来说，就是说一般来说，像这种情况，就在这种情况下，你提问问题，它是设一种教学方式。所以说你这个地方动机还是教学合法，所以说还是不允许。
那是什么？
就是你坐在高处，然后他坐在低处，然后他问你那个就是有个各方相关问题，那个测试一下你。
啊。
这不是你的问，就是你的问题是这个吧？
就是坐在下面被测试的人不能回答。
不是你坐在高处，他坐在低处。
就是学生坐在低处的
时候。学生坐在低处，那跟这跟戒律没关系。
不，
就是
学生坐在低处的时候，老师提问的时候。啊。然后比如说被戒掉了，这个回答是没有问题。是，当我想老师是这个意思。
就前面一个问题，他说老师要求就可以吗？
So he's asking that if he has a lower seat, and now you're sitting in the higher seat, and you ask him to recite, for example, in Pali one precept like that, is it allowed?
If I sit in the higher seat, he's in lower seat.
Yes,
he's in lower seat.
You ask him to reset the precept in Pali.
For him?
Yes.
So if he falls into any offense?
Yes.
He's not teaching, he already knows it.
Uh-huh.
If he already knows it, it's not a problem. That's for now, in the beginning, Gangavatirini already told that this also has to be dealt like Padasudama. Padasudama. So then, if the pupil already knows something, or has learned by heart, so then, and the teacher asks him, tell this, so then, that case now, that bhikkhu is not teaching the teacher. His intention is not to teach the teacher.
Okay.
In that case, now he can recite.
他说这个情况没问题，因为这个情况老师让你背诵这个，并不是因为老师他不知道这个东西，那老师已经知道，然后你背这个东西，并不是因为你要去教老师什么东西，所以这个情况是没问题。
那刚才那个七十的话，就跟这个就是处理是不一样的嘛？因为其实刚才张老师不管什么东西都反，
对，
这个就是。
So he's asking that your answer here has a contradiction with the explanation of Gangavatirini of Asikara number 70. Because in that case, you said that in that case, this junior monk is attending to the Mahatma. Junior monk is attending to the Mahatma, and the junior monk is standing. The Mahatma is sitting. So in that case, is it love for this matter to tell this dreamer to reset something?
Yes, I guess he can recite something, but the junior monk has to think, I'm not intend to teach. Dhamma Desana, not to teach. Because the Mahatera told to recite something. So then, therefore, no, the intention is not to teach. In that case, I think he can, while standing, he can recite.
这个年限比过，只要他想，我背这个东西并不是要去教大长老什么东西，他就可以背。但是他刚说，就是他跟这个东西刚说没矛盾，他刚说跟大长老的东西无关，因为这个东西确实跟大长老东西无关，只是跟你年限比过什么东西有关，就是你年限比过说法是，你的东西不是说法。
哦，
对吧？
哦，
对。
哦。
Because the rule is dhamma desisamit, you know, about dhamma desana.
对。
Preach the Dhamma or to
对，因为这他说，因为所有这些最后都是那个说法，对吧？所以那个这跟说法有关系。
那我们之前那一条戒里面，就是在那个《云梦陀》里面提到的那个，如果想对大长老说话，然后他坐在下面，然后他引发大长老提一位相关的问题，然后再以此的观点，那才能
话。哪条戒？你说哪条戒？第六十几条。只有第四十条提到这大长老的问题了。
啊，那个不是你讲的，是普丹言。
普丹言。
就是那个之前那个大长老说，那个在普丹言里，如果弟子想对导师说话，要直接怎么样引发导师的提问，那种情况下弟子是可以坐在下面，既可以坐有地位，但是不能站着，就是站着。
So in the beginning of the class, you told that there's a passage in the commentaries that if the pupil is sitting on the lower seat, and the teacher is sitting on the higher seat, in that case, what's called this people, he can stimulate the teacher to ask a question, and then he can explain the Dhamma matter to the teacher. Is this what he said in the beginning of the class?
Sitting.
Yes.
If they sit.
Yes. Sitting. The people is sitting on a lower seat, and the teacher is sitting on a higher seat. So then.
I don't know because the passage and so forth, because I couldn't remember. It's called.
But he didn't say Bodhan Yin. He didn't say Bodhan Yin.
I could not remember what context it has been told. There was like. Therefore, I'm not sure, but according to this, what the Samantabhasati or Kangabhachari tells, if the intention is to teach, to preach the Dhamma and so forth, of course, you found the dukkha torments.
Oh.
So, but if, for example, it's just a simple question and so forth, just to remind something, like a reminder, it's no offense, it looks. But I can't remember that passage and so forth, what the context is about, the whole details that it gives. So, but from this passage, what Samanda Pasadika, it is, becomes clear that you can't do so if you want to teach the Dhamma. While standing like that in an improper position, you can't do that.
他说他刚刚说练画那个上下文以及那个细节呢，他自己不是很清楚，所以说他现在记不起来，就是那练画具体的一个什么样语境下面说的。但是但不管怎么说呢，就是根据那个普段言和伊户杜托，对这个第七十二中心法的解释，就是说你的动机，然后你的动机是在说法，然后呢你又不是处在一个四万四十或者位置的话，然后你是那个这是不能说法。
So then, because these are very rare situations, now you can see here in Sri Lanka, usually they have standards now. So then, therefore, only if you go, for example, now many of these monks who are in this forest monasteries, they study the rules. And these kind of things, problems do not arise. Usually Mahatera, they are not going to ask such questions, you see. They will avoid it. So therefore now, but if you go abroad in other countries, what you will find, even if you go to Colombo sometimes, you might be able to fall into offense if you don't know how to deal with these situations. So in that case, it is better to have a reference and go back and see, check again. If a problem arises, how not to repeat mistakes.
他说那你就要注意，就不要翻这条街。所以说这种情况下，大家那个就是最好是要这条街的出处。这样的话，自己犯了戒的时候会知道，然后就不会犯同样的错误。
It is very rare that as called while you are standing, Mahatera is going to ask you a question about Dhamma. Usually it doesn't happen, but Samanda Basanta gives an example. Even if he does, then you must know that if you intention to teach, you try to avoid reply. Try to avoid to reply.
他说这种情况很少见，就是说你在这站，然后他当着脸坐，然后他问你有关法的问题。当然普丹岩这个地方，他只是举一个例子，但是说即使出现这种情况，然后你也不一定要有说法的去回答。大家相信 ？OK， 有人跟听吗
？OK，Next rule。
此时，即孤独园，其实六群比丘行于后，对行几者说法，也就我当不行于后位无病而行于前者说法，应当是不行于后而最初之犯行者不犯。
你看那个一后的图。
在时，假如走在前面者问问题，他对他说：“可以问。”我对走在后面的比丘说：“我可以问说，若一起诵习所学取的法，若同在前面行走，则可以谈说问题。”
OK。This is again the example. If that that monk who goes in the front, a bhikkhu who goes in the front, if he asks a question, so one should not answer, thinking I will teach him the Dhamma, I will answer this in order to convey the Dhamma point to him. One should not talk. Okay.
然后他说这个地方是解释讲，就比方说一个人走到前面，然后他问个法相关的问题， 然后那个就是则后面那个比库呢，然后他们就不应该以说法东西来回答这个问题。
But then Kangavadin also tells that if one has already learned some recitation or like that of the Dhamma, and and wants to recite together with that bhikkhu. For example, in the Vandana we make, Buddha Vandana, the monk who is in front and the monk who is in the back, they recite together what they have already learned before. So there is no offense.
然后他说这个情况跟一户读多解释就是一起送学法是不犯的这个像比方说大家用一些上网课的时候然后有一些比库在前面有一些比库在后面然后他们一起送书，然后他们那个学了法，那这种情况是不犯的。
So, if they are on the same shoulder by shoulder, means the same level like shoulder by shoulder, so then one can reply.
然后他们这样，如果是肩并肩走在一起的话，啊，那么这他也是可以回答的，没有问题。
Therefore, if Mahatarakam is in front of you, you walk behind, and he asks you some Dhamma question. Oh, this very good sutta. How is that the Buddha told like that? Can you remember that? And so on. Keep silent.
所以说哪怕一个大长老走在你前面，然后问你，比方说这部经很好，然后你还记得这部经里面佛陀怎么说的吗？然后
这
肩并肩不算，但是走的时候实际情况下，这个不可能保持绝对肩并肩，所以就是说这个肩并肩的意思是，比如说我可以适当落后半个身位，这个还算是肩并肩吗？
你给戴老先生演示一下好吗？
两个人。
哎呀，你过来，我和你演示。
Behind. The same level, like shoulder by shoulder, the same.
But when walking, it's very hard to keep the same.
Yes, but the same way, when walking, it's very hard to teach Dhamma also.
we have to.
it's better to do like this.
No, it is a few inches, no problem. Few inches difference, no problem. We can't avoid, no. Yeah, but. You can carry your ruler. It's a ball.
不光是这事儿，然后其他所有都是，就跟说法有关，都是这样。
就是不用发力的话，我用中文或者是什么都不
发。你都不发。你说
他这个什么发力？两个人走路，一个人倒着，一个人正
着。
什么？
一个人倒着，一个人正着。
啊。
这不
好，
是。
倒着的那个人呢？这个我也没
问题。两个人走路，一个人倒着走，一个人正着。
啊，那在寺院里吧，在寺院里吧，出家也很暴露。
So he's asking two people are working like this. This one person is walking forward, and the other person is walking backward like this.
And then, to teach Dhamma to the monk who walks backwards, he has to teach Dhamma who is the...
那就是这个往这这这这倒着走那是吧？还是这个往前走那是吧？哪个人说？
这两个人面对面互相讨论的。
两个人面对面互相讨论的。So there, they're discussing them with each other, like that. One person is working backwards, is, I mean, like that. And the other person is working forward, I mean, like this. He's working forward. He's working backwards.
I can't say, you can tell him to get up and show. All right. How? No, no, go that side, that side. Otherwise, here, no space. You step there. The other way.
Like this.
Huh?
Like this. You have to stand up
and then you step. Ah, right.
Yeah. 或者还有一个情况，就是两个人面对面，就是那个，比如一起走吧，就是都肩，就是肩，不是肩并肩这样，而是两个人要面对面的这样。
然后
他那个第二种方式看起来是可以的，然后第一种方式看起来很奇怪，然后好像没有对反面表现恭敬。
That means I can't understand because now here there are two monks. So now this monk is teaching, no?
Yes.
He is teaching, and he moves this way.
Yes.
And the other monks also moves this way.
Yes.
Backwards.
Yes.
He is teaching.
Yes. But his head is face to face. So this is possible where they're carrying something. I mean, they're carrying a table like that.
Yeah. Okay. And he is teaching. He is punching. You don't do that. Punching.
Yes.
There is no such rule.
I thought you were trying to say.
We have to make a rule.
另外再这一条线。
To prevent monks to talk like that.
这种情况是。
I have never seen monks talking even like that. So then, okay, no dukkha. You can teach down the road. Okay, next.
七十二，尔时几孤独园，其实六群比丘，行于道外为行于道中者说法，乃至我当不行于道外为无病而行于道中者说法，名言曰：不得行于道边而最初之犯行者不犯也。七在十六，不在路旁。这里即使假如两人都在车道，个别在一车邻道，或同等在路旁前头而行走，则可以这说法。
So now here, there are two roads. No? This is the main road. Okay, one monk walks. Okay. And there is another road here. Okay, this is small road, Upatta. So, the other monk walks. Okay? So therefore now, Bhikkhu A, if he, okay? He can't teach Dhamma to Bhikkhu B.
Bhikkhu A cannot teach Dhamma to Bhikkhu B.
Upatta,
because the translation of the Chinese translation, the Vinayapitaka and the Kankha version is very different. So, here we go.
This is a
A 对 B 说话就算
了。你画什么呢？
这是路吗？这是路。
不是，我说他说道边应该是这个意思，就是他是在路外面。
啊，对对对，就是啊，在路外面。
对。就是说，在江湖不在村里画什么，就是说这个 B 就是在道边，然后那个 A 就到了这个边缘，然后这两个，然后你画 A， 写个二，画这样就写个二。
所以你走在路花台上面，他走在路上。
对。
Also, the Chinese translation can be understood in two ways. But in either case, you know, this monk B is walking in the middle of the road. The monk B is walking in the middle of the road. The monk A, either this monk A is walking on the sidewalk of the road, or he's walking on the edge of the road. In that case, yes, I mean, this monk A and this monk Alpha, like that, these two monks. Both monks cannot preach them to Bhikkhu B, isn't it?
No, only the monk who is in the sidewalk, he can't.
This monk cannot, but this monk he can.
Because yeah, this is a pata. Pata means the main road.
Okay.
Pata means the secondary road, like sidewalk, small road, like this one. Like that. On the pavement, for example.
Okay.
If you are in the pavement, and so what?
他说是实际上来讲，就以这个图画来讲，这个比库是没问题，他可以说是两个都在路上，都在这个路上。但是对这个比库就不可以，就是让说他说这个说那个道边可以是他画的那种小路，也可以和这种情况外面可能没有属于土或者只不会水泥嘛。
Can tell this is this is pata. Pata.
This
upata.
这个是道，那个我不知道翻译道边还是道
外。
道外
或者小路。
我们就翻译成道外吧。
道外。我就是说，长老画这叫小路，然后这个叫道外。道外跟小路都是不可以。
我查一下这个词，我再查一下巴利，看那个巴利词怎么说。
因为在路旁。哦，路旁就是道外的。对。
是的，
他那个戒律上面就直接写道外。
不，我是最好直接看这个路旁这个词。
后面他又解释不行于路边，
斜道飞道，
不行于道外哦，飞道哦，
斜道飞道，然后
就飞道就道外，
而且你还有迷途的意思，对，旁道还有旁道的意思，
哦，旁道就是长老说这种就是小路是吧？
对，然后也有路边的意思。
要路边意思，
不是，他可能我觉得这个字典呢，可能是不同翻译给混在一起而已。
可能就是路边是可以，另外两种是不可以。
So now the PTSD is explaining the word
wrong path.
Yeah, wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. Wrong translation. sometimes he can go because Upata means he does not go straight.
Oh.
He goes wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you see, yeah. Means this is the straight way to Nibbana, for example.
Oh, okay.
This is not straight. This is like that. It is goes different direction like that. It can go different direction. This is called upata. Therefore, this is not a straight way. Therefore, in that context, we have to translate it wrong path.
然后他说这个大道，然后这个旁边那个推轮椅就是旁道。
But this I don't know because Yogan, this is just I don't know how they take it because the difference is only the steps now. Now this has been made for people who can't have difficulty.
Climbing the stairs.
Climbing, they climb the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because while going down and so forth, they put it for some reason and so forth, just for rolling
yes.
something and so forth.
Yes, yes.
For rolling.
Oh.
But I can't, it's very difficult to say. So this situation is very difficult to say.
Because
this is, it's not like other parts and so forth, it's not very clear yet.
他说这个地方，他不敢说，因为这个事情，因为这个情况是不一样的。这个可以说是两个不同道，但这个呢，只能说中间这部分是那个喜欢帕雷街的人走的，然后旁边这两部分它是需要用滚轮的东西，那个通过的。然后所以说这个这次这个情况下，它
Because it's actually the same. I tell you how it goes. No, this road is goes like that. And then now it starts before that. No. This is the bridge, like that. Formerly, they were only here. Starts as called. It's the same path. Here, no steps.
Okay.
The bridge, no steps. But then, when you have to climb up, they make this road as called starts the same road. It is a pattern. This is the pattern.
Yes.
This pattern, the same pattern. As called, is divided in two parts. As called, steps will go. I think it's not from this side, it's only from this side.
Okay, anyway.
Is it like that? No?
Yes.
So it's divided like that. So it is the same road, the same pattern. It's only there. Here, yeah, steps, there are no steps. Yeah, therefore, in this case, this does not apply.
He said,
然后直到这个路开始的时候呢，他们才把这个路分成两部分，一部分一个梯子，一个没阶梯。所以他说他认为这个情况还应该算是同一条路，只是把一条路分成两个部分。
啊，
就是现在的那个公路修建的时候，中间的部分属于机动车道。
啊，
两边也就行人行道。
啊，
那如果是一个人走在机动车道边走，
啊，
就贴了机动车道跟行人路中间那个地方，
啊，
然当然现在有些就不理带他，那有些没有不理带，就当没有不理带的时候，他那个贴着那个大标，其实是那个边界线，然后另一个人走到那个人道的，那这种情况下是算两个人都是在道上。
So he's asking that in emergency, the road is usually like this. Especially use my.
Can you use this one? Yeah.
So here we have pavements. It's pavements.It's for this kind of famous is for pedestrians, no? Pedestrians and this kind
of in the city.
Yes, this kind of rule is for the vehicles. For vehicles. So if there are two pedestrians, one is working here, and the other one is working here, like this.
Yes, this is good. Another thing is it is. This is Upata.
This is Upata?
Yeah, this is Pata. This is main road.
But it's the same as here, no? It's actually the same road.
No, the content because...
divided in different parts.
You can't tell like that because obviously they are same, no? They are, no, basically, as for the same road, but all India, they are different, it's called steps, no?
Yes.
Steps and so on, they just put it... therefore now, here, in this place and so on, it is... It is the same thing that was called that you can go this side and so forth.
Yes.
They are not for vehicles, no?
Yes.
That's called, therefore, no, this is completely different.
Okay.
Therefore, this is really vague. I mean, I don't think you can regard it as some like similar like this. Because this is main road and so forth. Main road. And they put this, this for pedestrians, no?
Yes.
This for vehicles.
Yes.
Separately.
Yes.
Because it's too for cars to go
yes.
and so forth like that. Therefore, now it is not for pedestrians.
Yes.
If a monk walks here, it is not for pedestrian. Okay. This air is not on the pedestrian
yes.
path.
But it is common for the pedestrian to walk here on the edge of the automobile
road. But usually, actually, yes. The pedestrians is here.
Yes, they should walk here.
Should be here. Okay. Yes. He is actually illegally walking here.
Yes,
therefore now, but here, it's not such difference for the vehicle should go, for the pedestrian should go.
Yes.
It is only for pedestrians.
Yes. So in this case, he is Upata, or
he is Pata.
He is Pata.
He is the main road. Patas are used actually for the traffic, for the traffic goes.
Okay.
Carts go, buffaloes go, and so on. This is Pata.
Okay.
So, but this is Upata.
然后他说其实那个A就不应该走在那个地方，他说走在那个地方其实是非常。
The next one. Okay, now here, this is how usually people urinate, no, while standing.
Mm.
So lay people do like that. So monks should squat down and urinate or defecate.
然后他说那个一般那个在家就是那个他那个小便不是那么站着小便，但是就对出家人来说呢，就不管大便还是小便，都应该蹲在那个或者就坐在那个。
So exceptions are if the monk is sick.
嗯，然后那个病者是不看的。
He is pressurized much. He can't hold it. He can't hold it because he is. There is no place there to go in, so what, and it comes out, it's going to come out. So his blood is full. Blood is full if he has difficulty squatting and to urinate and so what.
然后他说那个委员是这种情况，比方说那个人憋尿憋得很长，然后那膀胱都憋满了，然后蹲都蹲不下来了，然后这种情况他是失病者，然后那个再站着撒尿可以。
So sometimes out of fear.Fear and so forth, some they urinate, no? Because a lot of fear comes and so then it comes out by the same. It is not with intention. So therefore now, the normal way it is, if you want to use the toilet, you have to squat down. Don't urinate standing like that. Because sometimes also you can, it is split.On all places, no. So it can, as called, have a bad smell also.
然后他说那个，他说，然后他说那个，所以说那个，在使用便盆的时候，最好应该蹲着那个蹲着或者坐着用，然后不要这站着用，因为站着的话，你那个撒的尿会溅到处都是，然后散发出一些不好的气味。
That is also the reason why if you go in lay people's toilets, especially public toilets, there's a bad smell there.Because people they urinate while standing, and it gets split so everywhere else. So then urine. So it's difficult to use the toilet. From afar you can smell the bad smell.
然后这是为什么你去用一些居所，尤其是公共厕所的时候呢？然后他那个发现那个很多那个臭味，然后其中原因之一就是他们那个站着撒尿，那个尿会溅到处都是，然后就散发出味了。
And there are duties also for the toilet, how one should clean the toilet, keep it clean. So therefore, don't rush to get out of the toilet after using it.
然后他说那个就是在大米消费里面，还有就是有关那个厕所的义务。啊，对厕所义务就是说你需要那个清洁它。所以说你在上厕所的时候，不要立刻接着，应该先把清洁一下，然后再。
Check well and so forth. If it is not clean, you have to flush water and clean it well. Otherwise, ants can come and cockroaches can come and so forth. Therefore, now you invite also other creatures to come.
所以说那个在这个厕所之前好好检查，就是说这个厕所是冲干净，如果没有冲干净，拿水好好冲一下。如果冲的不好的话，这个蚂蚁蟑螂或者其他动物慢慢都会过来。
Sometimes here lay people also they use this near the Kilambasa hole their toilets.
Yes.
Two toilets are for lay people.
Yes.
Sometimes these two toilets they have so bad smell because some workers go and urinate while standing. And then if you go inside, bad smell. They are called, if they flush, they just throw little water. And bad smell inside. Monk should not behave like it.
他说那个茶室旁边有两个厕所是给居士准备的，然后这两个厕所让你去的时候发现那个气味非常臭，而两个原因，一个是站着撒尿，再一个就是他们那个冲厕所的时候只用一点水，不好好冲，然后所以我们出家人不应该这样子。
So now if they urinate here for example, so inside the sink, the toilet, no, the urine strikes here and so forth and splits everywhere and so forth, then.The walls, sometimes the wall gets, spilled with urine.
然后他说你如果就是这儿有便盆，然后你就站在那儿撒尿的话，那尿渍那会溅到处去，可能会溅到墙上。
So therefore now, to squat down and urinate or defecate is very civilized way. You don't make the place unclean.
所以说蹲下来撒尿那个是一个那个是一个很文明的行为，就是你不会把那对地地方给弄脏。
Even in this toilet and so forth, who are squatting, you have to squat down.
嗯。
It's called not commode, even squatting down.
嗯。
So you don't flush only water inside the toilet itself, inside the sink like that.
嗯。
You can also flush a little bit water around the sink, because sometimes while squatting also some drops of urine might come out.
因为大家即使蹲着上厕所，然后那蹲着上厕所要注意，就是蹲上厕所之后，冲厕所的时候也不要只冲到便盆里边，因为有时候你即使蹲上厕所，你还是会有点尿溅到外面去，所以说这要把便盆周围那个就用水洗。
One drop, two drops enough for army of arms to come.
嗯，他说即使一两滴尿也足以使蚂蚁大军过来。
So clean well, and especially after defecating, it's called.If there are some pieces stuck on the toilet and so forth, try to brush them and put some, what's called, some liquid like that in order to remove the smell. Otherwise, you invite ants to come.
Okay. 然后在大便之后也要注意，如果说大便之后冲上拿水一冲，然后发现那个在大便上还有渣子粘在那便上，应该拿刷子刷一下，然后呢用那个厕所清洁剂，那个洗一下，要不然的话那个蚂蚁会过来。
Some toilets and so forth, who are especially these public toilets. So, as called, you leave the door slightly open because there are some doors that are completely closed. Toilets, the door is completely closed. So then you don't close the door after you go out. You slightly leave it open so that the trough of air will come remove the smell so that the other monkey can use the toilet.
然后他说那个就是大家有使用这种公用的厕所的时候呢，然后你大便完了，大小便完了之后，那要把那个门，稍微开个缝，然后不要把那个门那个完全关紧，这样的话就让那厕所里面气味慢慢的那个跑出来，这样的话能方便其他比如使用。
Okay, any questions?
那有问题吗？
我想问一下那个。假如在覆盖畜行的时候，
覆盖出什么？
覆盖畜行的时候，这什么概念？
你这哪个一步都通？
对，一步都通。
假如在覆盖畜行走时，你在那个刚开尾图，73 OK， Asache patichana tatanan gachanta sasa asanjakatunamahoti. Explain this.
If he goes in a place
which is covered.
Not covered. Patichana tana means which is hidden.
Hidden, okay.
Hidden place. And suddenly, feces or urine comes out. Then he has done it asanchiche without intention. He did it unintentionally. Therefore, it's no offense. Asanchiche, he tries to explain asanchiche. What means asanchiche? Without intention. And he gives you an example. If one goes, it is no offense, he tells. And then he gives the example, such a, if one goes to a hidden place,
Yes, I mean.
Patichanatana.
Yeah, I mean, here is this.
Patichanatana means now. Patichanatana means any place which people are not around. Not around. So but then, and then while going there, one suddenly while standing, while walking, suddenly then the feces or urine comes out. There is no offense.
然后他说这个地方覆盖，他说这整个说这句话是对那个非故就是那个非故意给你举个例子而已，就是说这个地方然后覆盖出行走，那覆盖出就是周围没人的地方，那个就是别隐蔽的地方，隐蔽的地方周围没人的地方，然后这个地方你正在走路，然后那个因为你那就是内急，然后那个在大便小便直接冲出来，然后这种情况下就属于不是故意的，虽然站着也是无罪的。
So it's just an example.
这只是一个例子。
So, but even if one walks in a public place, and suddenly urine comes out without intention, is again no offense.
他说，即使不是在这个覆盖处，即使在公开场合，就是周围有人的地方，然后你突然因为那些那个屎尿出来了，这也是无罪的。
那好比有一种简易厕所，
没有大大号的，只有小号的，但是它是男士的那种只能立着上的那种厕所，就是这个上面的那种厕所。
So he's asking that there's one kind of sink, which is very high. I mean, you can only stand on it and you urinate. No? This kind of sink, you know, it's like here. So he's asking that if there's only this kind of sink available in the toilet, then is it allowable to urinate in this kind of toilet?
So if there are no other toilets available, so like for example in the city, so like that. So then you can regard apad, apad, because it is a danger. Get some injury. Injury means it is painful.
Yes.
To avoid the pain, no. There is no other place. That is the only option. Okay, you can.
他说如果在这周没有其他厕所的话，你就会视为一种就障碍，然后这些都是就是三角。
因为小便没大号和前面。
啊，
出家人只能是小号。
啊，那不，那大号小号都要钱，我记得。啊，大号小号不都要钱吗？
我想画上面是免费的。
是吗？啊，
上面免费，免费的话就是我可以站在上面，对吧？
啊，
大号我不可能付钱，我没钱。这地方还有个问题，就是说洗澡的时候，这怎么说？这大概是脏脏还是什么？
洗澡是两三尿。
对。
嗯。
有种地方只有洗澡，没有什么厕所连。
So he's asking that what if he has got feels the urge to urinate while bathing?
While bathing?
Yeah, while bathing he feels the urge to urinate. And there's no toilet around like that.
In the bathroom, maybe
yes,
bathroom,
yes,
but
yes.
There is a hole for the water goes, no?
Yes.
So then one can squat down and urinate.
他说那浴室吧，总有出水。他说你在浴室总有出水口吧？
啊，
有出水口，你就蹲在出水口的地方，然后尿就可以了。对啊。
This is now this is prohibition.
啊？
为什么不站着？
站着不就是和这一样吗？就犯点罪，因为你没有什么障碍，你可以蹲着，为什么要什么站着？
But you have to wash it well, no? So that flush and so forth with water so that it will go well. Don't leave smell inside the bathroom.
然后他说你就这样用完之后呢，把那地方好好洗一下，不要在那个浴室用任何那个怪气味。
就是那个公共马桶。因为公共马桶其实是一个很鸡肋的东西，那个东西很脏。那个有些很多在家人尿的那个马桶圈上。所以那个东西通常
就
是，
你跟拿卫生纸垫，
那个擦起来，你身上尤其是身上没有纸的时候，身上没有纸，因为尤其出了家之后多冲洗，一般身上也不带纸，没有纸的时候，那个就是因为很脏嘛，没法做，没法做的时候可以下面。
So he's asking that in some public toilets there is a kind of a closed stool. Closed stool means you can sit on it and just defecate or you urinate like that. Closed stool. And he's telling that in public toilets this kind of closed stool is very dirty because it's public. And there's all kinds of dungs and urine smeared on this kind of stool.So it's very dirty. So it's very difficult for him to sit on the stool and defecate or you urinate like that. So in that case, can it be considered as a kind of an apad for him to urinate while standing?
So there are the other options, no? Because you can clean it. Because there is water there, you can clean it yourself. And after use it.
然后这个地方还有其他选项，因为那个地方它毕竟是有水嘛，有水的话，你可以把自己把那地方给洗一下，然后用。
So then this is what most people do know. They see a little bit dirt, and then how I can clean it, and they make it more dirty.
他说一般人就是这样，他看一个地方很脏之后，他就看一个地方很脏，就想我这这么脏，我哪能把它弄干净呢？然后他们就把这个东西给弄的比原来更脏。
This is how it starts, and so this toilet starts to become bad smelling. Now there is some body comes in the toilet and little bit smell, some like small piece of excrement like that. Oh, then they think. And then they try to avoid urinating there. They try to urinate in the corner like that. And then the next person comes and then he also bad smell and he tries to urinate, quickly go without flushing because the smell is too, nobody flushes. They can't, they want to finish quickly and go. And nobody flushes, and the matter that becomes hell. You can't go inside the door.
然后他说这个厕所怎么样变臭呢？比方说那个厕所马桶里边，比方说一个人去拉了一口屎，然后他冲的时候，然后流一点便渣上面。然后第二个人进来，他说啊，这好恶心，你看上面有便渣，我不想在这撒尿。然后他就不在那个马桶里边撒，然后撒在墙角里边，墙角里边撒一泡尿，然后离开了。然后离开之后，第三个人进来，这厕所怎么这么臭？然后赶紧撒了一泡尿走，也不冲，因为他太臭了，我不想在这多待，我要赶紧走。然后最后就这样，然后厕所变得越来越臭。
So now we as monks, if you go use public toilets, so if it's something dirty there, you can just clean it. You can take water and flush it and so forth and clean it.
而是作为出家人，让我们用这厕所的话，如果看得很脏，我们大概应该用水别洗一下。
哦，这些
就
不能给在家人知道。
啊，
家人应该说我们出家人会清。就这种情况可以办理。
So he must urinate like this.
So must be very well trained in yoga exercise. No? Very strong man. How many minutes you can stand like that?
2 minutes.
Another option is actually it's difficult to do like that. You can put your hand like that, no, and sit. Sit on the commode.
The commode.
Okay, you can sit your commode. Your legs skin does not touch the commode. You can put your hand like that and sit on your hands. Because the commode is dirty, you don't want to spoil your legs, no. You can sit like that. So then urinate, finish, and after you go and wash your hands.
他说你可以这样坐在那个便圈上面，坐便圈上面，然后呢，这两个大腿对着那个便圈，然后把手在便圈上面一垫，啊，这样一坐，然后再到时候你只要一起吃，
应该
不能
坐的桥。
对，他不是，你还是你的那个腿还是坐在那个手上，还是坐在那什么？
就对你屁股坐在你的手上。
对。不是屁股不能在屁股就屁股还你的手垫不住屁股，垫两个大腿的那个位置。
这个
那
肯定是强的。
坐的
肯定全
转的。对，但是你那个屁股悬空的，那个屁股悬空。对。
我教你个方法，如果这个马桶
结实
的话，蹲
着
马桶
上，
两个脚
踩，然后你还
在
洗马桶
吗？
还在洗。
对呀，但是总比你洗手洗什么好。
那你最开始把马桶圈洗就错了。
我现在有洁癖，你洗再多都拿来。
对，我觉得洗完之后，洗完之后补充一下，这个还是有必要靠谱，就要不然洗完之后我就。
What?
They're telling whether which is more preferable, to wash their hands or which is more optimal, to wash their hands or to wash the toilet, like that.
To wash the?
Which is more efficient, to wash their hands or to wash the toilet? They're discussing like that. They're not asking questions. Just
what is the conclusion?
The conclusion is first wash the toilet, then do like this. And then wash hands.
So then, what is time now? Shall we finish that?
Because
now, how many days up to Sunday, no class? If you like, you can finish these two rules, huh? Two more rules and finish.
Okay. 对，不，现在讲73条，下面74、75一块讲啊，我念念74。
74多少？
74。
尔时，己不动言，
其实六权比丘于清晨上大小便及坐禅，乃至我无病时，当不于清晨上大小便及坐禅，应当学无病者不得于清晨上大小便及坐禅。不恭敬故，无病而于清晨上大小便及坐禅者，不解释。非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，于无草树行方便如善良至清晨处，是不是失常者，最初是犯行者，不犯也。闭嘴。
你那个，你不读。
若真坐在树干后大小便，掉落在无植物处是可以的。假如在找无植物处时即冒出，则处在生病之处，无罪。这里的无罪增加此，在无植物处行大小便如流散到植物，此中假如即使无法获得无植物处，除了草垫子或稻草垫子外，在行大小便后来流散后到植物处是可以的。此处唾液和鼻涕也包括在内，并且。
OK, yeah.Harita means here, because any living plant, any living root. So then, if we are in the forest, we should not go to such places when there is grass, there are other.Roots, for example, on the ground, and should not urinate upon them.
So, if we are in the forest, if we see on the ground some green grass, or some living roots, then we should not urinate upon them.
So then, Gangavide tells, if one sits on a branch of a tree, and he urinates from the branch of the tree, and the urine falls.In a place where there is no grass, there are no roots, then no offense.
我这样说呢，就是那一户独特，有的时候如果你蹲或者说就坐在一个树干或者树枝上面，然后那个然后大小便掉在一个没有植物地方，这是可以。
So then, if one looks in for a place where there is no grass and so forth, and one does not find, and then suddenly it's called a urine comes out, there is no offense.
然后，以后的课说，假如在找无植物的时候，然后那那些，然后这个大便小便漏出来了，然后这个就算是那个是生命的情况，然后是无罪。
So in such occasions, if one does not find a place to urinate, one can take a leaf, for example, dry leaf, and urinate on the leaf.But if it the urine rolls and goes to the grass, there is no offense upon this group.
You mean after it flows down from the
tree? Yeah, flows into the grass. There is no offense.
如果说你实在找不到那个没有植物那个没有植物地方，然后你可以取片枯叶或者给干燥的叶子，然后把这个尿撒在这个干燥叶子上面，然后这个尿它会顺着干燥叶子流下来，然后再流到草上，这是无罪。
The same word defecating. If one does not find the forest in place, so how to defecate? Because everywhere is grass. So I can find dry leaves. Put them. together and defecate on the dry leaves.
大便也是一样，如果说你找不到没有植物的地方，你可以大便撒在这个枯叶上面，然后就没问题。
So therefore now here regarding spitting, as then if you spit other saliva or some mucus, phlegm, which comes from the mouth, try to spit in a dry place, on sand, or maybe on dry leaves. Don't spit on grass. Don't spit on the tree. So then don't spit on roots. If you see roots on the ground, on the soil, don't spit it.
然后有关的吐痰，其实也不管吐痰，就是不管你吐的是唾沫还是痰，然后你可以把它吐在那个沙上面，你也可以把它吐在枯叶上面，但是不要吐在那个草上、树上或者是那个树正或者根上面。
Now here they put a boat. Don't spit in the sink also.
然后在食堂那个洗锅那个地方，他们那个放了个告示，就是说那个不要在那水池里边吐痰。
So this is not a Vinaya rule. This is a Nāyāni monastery rule.
这不是这条，这是这龙树林的规定。
But even then, if you sometimes split, there are no dukkha. But some monks they will come complain, then problem.
但是在这种情况，你就在水池里边吐痰，这不犯恶作，但是三比有可能会非难的，然后引发麻烦。
Especially in this sink and so forth, you can regard this a silly rule, because
有人说
silly rule means a stupid rule.
Silly rule, okay.
Stupid rule, because actually the sink is so deep down. And by spitting, it won't make difference. But I've seen they throw other rubbish, which is actually more toxic. More toxic than our saliva in the sink. Therefore, now if you see it, which is more toxic, our saliva or the other things of it, these rules looks like stupid. Means silly rule. Who puts that? Who put it there?
然后说因为这个规定，这个规定看起来有点愚蠢。就是说，因为有时候碳化冷水上放了那些比我们碳还有更加有毒的东西，然后都放在那里。然后如果说跟我们碳比较，那东西要那些垃圾要比那个在碳扔在水池里扔垃圾要比我们碳要有毒多。所以这个原因，他说这个规定看起来有点蠢。而且水池本身也是很深的。
Anyway, because now some monks complain, you better avoid doing, you know.
但不管怎么说，因为有人那个非难，所以说那个大家还不要这样。
If you want to go and spit, you can go downstairs. There are some sinks downstairs in the toilets.
他说你如果你需要吐痰的话，你可以到下面那水池里吐痰。
Okay, now regarding the Vinaya rule, this is about green grass, roots, everything includes that you don't spit.
It must be green, you mean?
Green means green grass, or there are roots. Roots means the roots are not green.
Oh, okay. 然后这个地方植物下面也有正活着根，所以说那个即使在这种情况下，也不要上面去。
So if, for example, phlegm comes in the mouth, in that moment there is no place to spit because you are around the grass, no? You just keep it for some time in your mouth, and if after few meters later, few meters if you go maybe after 10 meters later, and so on, you can find something to spit.
然后比方说那个痰已经到你嘴里边，然后但你处在一个草地上，然后那个你实在找不到地方吐， 在正常，你看先把那个碳焊到最底，然后走出几米之后，等到等没有只是快发现没有草的地方，可以再涂上。
Okay, any questions?
还有问题吗？So he's asking this Tinandu Pakkang and this Palalandu Pakkang. Does that mean what you call these dry leaves or something?
Tinandu Pakkang. Palalandu Pakkang. It should be Andu Pakkang.
It means a kind of cushion or something.
Might be dry grass like that. Dry grass. Yeah, this is what I already explained.
He just wants to check whether it means dry grass. A pet.
A pet for keeping somebody. Andupa. This is dry grass, no? You can take dry grass. If it is because it will contradict itself. If you how to take grass, you can't cut the grass, no? It is dry grass, or can you dry straw? Straw and so on.
他说这翻译正确，然后就是那个用草做成这样，或者用稻草做成的垫儿。这个翻译和张老师的意思就是一样的，就是那个垫儿，他这个地方那个词，其实你可以查一下那个巴黎词典。So he is asking you to show how to use this kind of dry grass.
Dry grass, you can actually, if you collect a lot. So.
Urine is this? This is urine. This is urine.
Okay. So then, if you collect.This is the example I give. If you ask for, you put this grass on a raw grass, okay, and you urinate on the dry grass. According to that, but according to my explanations of what you can hardly find any dry grass in the forest sometimes. The most common thing you can find are leaves. You can put a bundle of leaves, put them together, and urinate on the leaves. If it below is grass, no, maybe grass as well.
Okay. So
therefore, you urinate on the leaves.
Okay.
You don't urinate directly to the grass.
So the leaves means fallen leaves? Or
fallen leaves. Fallen means dry leaves on the ground.
Okay.
Dry leaves.
然后他说那个他说这个地方他写的就是干草或者枯叶，因为干草有时候在树林里面不太容易找，那这个时候你就在地上找一个枯叶，然后像他刚才说的那样，然后那个不尿撒在枯叶上。然后他就那个，然后就可以，没问题。
Now you must know that this rule has to do with animistic people. I told you, no, they believe actually grass has soul. So and it is animistic people usually blame. Now here it isn't mentioned, but it should be because of that. So therefore now, actually now we It belongs to Buddha Gama Bhatta Veda, you know, destroying plants.
Yes.
Because if you, the urine, our urine has some acid or some alkalines, salts, which actually can destroy plants. Okay. So excrement the same. So, and this this is with destroying plants. So then, but because now animistic people, they believe they are soul, the Buddha did not put this rule very strict. For example, killing animals is different. So therefore now he put this kind of relaxation there, telling, okay, you can get some grass or some like leaves and so forth, urinate on them, not directly to the grass. Or, okay, that is two options. A third option is also, if it is a rock, for example, you urinate on a rock, on a stone, and then it slips and falls into the grass. Again, it's an offense.
Okay. 然后他这样写和那个前面讲那个巴西利亚那个生物层解一样，他说都是跟那个万物有灵的那个哲思东西相关，那个解就是说那个他们认为你直接在那个比如说绿色植物上面那个拉屎或撒尿是伤害生物层，因为你那个屎尿里边可能含有酸性物质或者碱性物质，然后对那个植物构成伤害。然后他说因为这几条戒，他针对是那个就是说万物有灵论者那个信仰，所以说佛陀在制定那这条戒上的比起那个杀害友情的那些戒是比较松的，就是说你是有几种可以开小型的，比方说一个是用干草上面，撒枯叶上面没问题，还有第三种选择，如果说既没有干草也没有枯叶，你可以找一块石头，然后把屎和尿呢撒石头上面，这样也没问题，哪怕后面都在留到草上也没问题。那有问题？
那就是这句话，除了草甸和稻草甸之外，这个除了什么之外，它这个是这个是干什么？
阿拉班
除了什么之外，然后这些都可以不起。
阿巴哈瑞坦。So what's the meaning of Alabama?
If he does not get any place which has no grass.
He does not get any place. Tapetva kato pacha.
Tapetva means you place on the ground the dry grass or dry straw. And then kato means you make the urine on it. After that, pacha, if it goes to the harita, to the green grass, is no offense. But it means it is okay.
See. 这个地方根据巴黎一看，好像没有什么出了什么什么外啊。
也就是说，它应该是这个就是铺设。
对，我知道了，他把铺设那个词就是那个放置铺设那个词翻译除外了。
应该是放置草甸和稻草甸的
之后，对，
然后在洗了大小便后，
对。
哎，我想问一下，现在如果是那个纸板啊，这个纸啊，不能我把它捐一层。
So he is asking that allow for him to take a piece of paper and then you urinate or defecate on the paper. Because he said this paper is also made of leaves and grass like that.
Sure. We can do it.
Yes.
Now, because it is already 10:30, so I will keep one rule for the next time, no? Otherwise, now it is.
It is 10:30.
Maya katam punyam samina anumodita
parama
samina katam punyam mayaham dattava sadu sadu anumodami oka sadu aratyena katam sapamachayam kamatme bhante sadu
kamatme
going, no?
Yeah.
Okay, pleasant journey. Pleasant journey.
祝你旅途愉快。 Thank you.
Just a moment. No, 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 come. So now regarding this company, the roles.